podcasting video game news and views directly to your brain from a top secret location somewhere near Amarillo, Texas, USA.
This is Gaming Uncensored. Yeah! And now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy!
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a brand new episode of Gaming Uncensored. And, of course, Tommy's sitting right there, same room.
Right here. It's crazy.
If you've been paying attention to Patreon, and I know some of you have, you'll know we've been here for a couple of days, and you're probably thinking to yourself, why has there been nothing on the feed? You're a podcast, you idiots. What are you doing? But, well, the reason there's been nothing on the feed is because we've been playing video games.
Yeah. To be fair, this is probably going to go in reverse order. This is the very last thing we're doing together. This is probably going to be the first thing that goes live.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so you should go by Patreon because there's a lot of video content there.
Yeah. You should. You should go by Patreon. And some of it is actually going to be available for free, I believe, which I'm really excited about. We're going to put some of it up available to the public for you guys to see what the Patreon guys are getting and kind of what we make an effort to do over there.
Yeah.
Because some of you that don't have the money or whatever, haven't really ever thought about it, may not have gone over there. And Tommy had this brilliant idea. Hey, let's put some video up for free. And we're not talking about just a little bit of video. We're talking about a 2-hour block of Breath of the Wild DLC gameplay.
Yeah.
That's going to go up for free to the public. So you can see what we do. You can see if you like it. And if you want to donate, that's cool.
You can watch us embarrass ourselves in the stinking shrine that owned our souls.
And the thing was, I felt bad this morning. I felt bad because we were drinking.
We were.
And it was really obvious that we were drinking.
Slightly.
Like, it was not our most dignified moment. And so, that's a lot of fun. So, if you've ever wanted to see Jamie Jordan just below drunk, this is it.
Here's
okay?
Your
like, this is, and you weren't exactly all there either.
No, it's fair.
So
we were having a good time.
So yeah, that was a lot of fun to do that. We're gonna put that up for you guys to see. And
then there's more of it. Yeah. If you enjoyed that, there will be more of it. That's paid access on the Patreon. So
what about 4 hours?
Yeah,
or so?
Yeah, we did probably closer to 7 hours total, 6.5 or 7 hours total. So
right,
there'll be 4 or 5 more hours on the Patreon, which is nuts.
Plus a Star Wars review.
Plus a Star Wars review, yes, which is itself worth going by and checking out. I thought that was pretty entertaining.
We had an in-depth Star Wars review. We're not talking about 5 minutes of here's what happened. We really talked it out. And yes,
it was at least 7 minutes of here's what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I don't even know. It was probably
and
5 minutes.
Then here's what we... No, it was longer than 5. We did like 20. But we did a really nice in-depth movie review. Never done movie reviews before. I think that may be something that we want to start. But because you're going to the movies more
is
often than you ever have.
Yeah.
I'm going less because my life has changed. But we really had fun yesterday going to see Star Wars. So you can go over there and check out our review as well. But right now, we want to do what we do, and that's talk about video games.
Yeah.
But not just any video games, because we all know that this year has been great for video games. We all know that we've got way more than we can play. So what we're going to do today is talk to you about the games that are coming.
Yeah. So as you can see, this is a full episode. We're going to have a full episode for you. Our plan right now is in a week. Because it's been a long time since we've done a full episode of GU. But we're also doing something different in that we're not doing our typical year in review that we've done for the past several years, because we kind of did that on the roundtable
right.
A couple weeks ago. And so this was our what we thought would be fun, which is the what we're looking forward to in 2018, and specifically Gaming Uncensored's most anticipated games of 2018. And so we're gonna make it up here on the spot. We haven't done any prep for this other than find a list
like
of games that are coming.
Prep. Like, I fell asleep because like, we were eating, we were taking a break, and Tommy's like, "You ready for one more?" And I'm like, "What?" So
this is us working the whole thing out right here on the show, which I think will be fun. And so I have a list of games that are slated to come out next year. We're going to talk about them. We're going to come up with we'll say top five most anticipated games of 2018 for Gaming Uncensored. This is me and Jamie. This is not for
right.
everybody, but the games that we're most looking forward to, and I think it'll be a good time. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you ready to jump into that?
Absolutely.
So here, let me just rattle off quickly. The games that we know are coming, or are pretty sure that are coming, that are at least somewhat a big deal in 2018. So Monster Hunter World, which isn't going to make our list, but people are really pumped about that. So we'll give it a little bit of credit in there because people are really excited. Same thing with this Dragon Ball FighterZ game. Not our thing.
No.
Not going to be on our list, but people are pumped. Shadow of the Colossus, the remaster.
I'm very excited about that.
So that's a big one. That's definitely potentially on our list. Sea of Thieves, the pirate game that we've saw a lot of. Yeah, kind of with you there. A Way Out.
Yes.
This is a big one. This is the co-op prison escape game that looks super cool. Super cool. By the way, let me mention, because we'll talk about this one, because I guarantee this is going to make our top five. But let me, a little bit of news that came out in the past week or so. The developer for the game said that you will only have to buy one copy to play online co-op.
That's ridiculous.
Right? That's great.
That's ridiculous. How are they doing? I don't even know. How does that work?
I don't have a clue. But they are, and they're awesome. So way to go, guys. Far Cry 5. Big
yes.
title. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Huge
big
title.
Big title. God of War.
Big title.
Big title. Insomniac Spider-Man.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
Looking forward
that.
To that.
Detroit Become Human.
Yes, sir.
Death Stranding, the Kojima Productions.
It's weird, but we like it.
We do like it. Days Gone, the zombie game we've seen at the past couple of E3s.
About time for that bad boy.
Yeah. Supposedly a Star Wars game. I don't know anything about that. From Visceral.
All right.
Okay. Whatever.
Try not to suck.
Yeah, please. Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Personal favorite of the Gaming Uncensored world.
Yes.
And then this is maybe my biggest question mark, not on whether or not it should be on the list, but on whether or not we actually think it's coming out in 2018, The Last of Us Part 2, which is right now slated for 2018.
It ain't happening.
We'll put it in the list. It seems unlikely. I don't know. It could come out holiday. It's not coming out soon. So there's probably more games that we missed, but that's a chunk of them there. And so, first thoughts, what games are you looking forward to and why?
If it happens in 2018, The Last of Us 2.
Let's go ahead and talk about that one, because that's number one on the list, right?
Yeah.
If it happens in 2018?
If it happens in 2018, that's number one on the list.
But, so now do we wait it based on the fact that we were pretty skeptical that it's actually going to come out in 2018? Or do we just remove it from consideration because we're skeptical about it coming out in 2018?
See, it's kind of one of those things. If we remove it from consideration, that's what will happen there is that Rockstar will come out and say, yeah, it's going to be out January 5th. Surprise! And then we look like schmucks.
That's fine.
Right now, that's the date.
Yeah.
They're saying 2018. So I'm taking them at their word. If it makes it 2018, that's...
Yeah, I'm not even sure like that's been confirmed recently. They did show off a new trailer we talked about a little bit and such, but yeah, I haven't kept up really closely with how much Naughty Dog's talking about. They did just have the PlayStation Experience thing, and it right. didn't have a big presence there that I remember seeing.
Right.
I didn't honestly see a lot from that, and so I could have just missed it. But yeah, it had the new trailer, which was terrifying. But yeah, so. That's going to be at least top two, right?
Top two, and I'll tell you what the other one is.
Yeah.
The other one for me, and this is probably top for me, because if they're doing what has been rumored they say they're going to do, it's going to be available on PC, which would make my life massively better, and that's Red Dead.
Yeah.
The one I'm most anticipating for me personally... just because I'll be able to play it finally, is Red Dead. And what I want so much for 2018 is for that game to come out and then them to go, wait, we'll give you a commemorative deluxe edition with a PC rebuild of the first game, which I never played, which to this day I'm sad about.
Cause yeah.
One of the best games probably ever made.
Yeah.
And I never
Fantastic
touched it.
Game.
So that's what I want 2018.
So we have our two like massive AAA, huge blockbusters in Rockstar and Red Dead and Naughty Dog and The Last of Us 2.
Right.
Which are going to be huge budget, big, massive, crazy, sell a billion copies of each of them. Huge things.
Right.
I think the next one that I would put on the list I'm really pumped about is A Way Out.
Yeah.
Which, even though it's coming out under EA, it's not an EA-developed, big, huge-budget game. It's an indie-developed game that EA is publishing that has... What are they calling it? I don't remember, like, the EA...
I don't remember.
Whatever they're calling
it. Doesn't
their
matter.
Indie
it's a cheesy
thing.
Name. It's a cheesy yeah. name. Don't remember. But...
A Way Out looks super cool.
Can we go off the rails for a minute?
Yep.
Just for a second. Way Out looks super cool. I'm going to come back to that. We haven't done a show in a long time. And we did a round table and we talked about it a little bit. I hate to admit it, but EA's coming around. Because EA has our money in a way that I don't think either one of us ever thought in the fact that we're paying for a game subscription for Origin Access. That happened since the last time that we did a show. We're both doing it because it is so stinking cheap. Okay, EA is coming around. So we're getting to the point with EA that it's like, all right, I'm not immediately going to dismiss anything that comes out of there. Okay, most of it's probably not going to be super, super, super awesome, but where they used to be the evil empire, and now they're all right.
I think I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair assessment. That, and to be fair, like, let's be real honest about this. We've always played EA games. We've complained about EA a lot, but we never stopped playing EA
games.
That's
right.
There's some that we didn't play, so I haven't played Madden this year, and I probably won't play Madden this year. It's just not what it used to be. But they have Titanfall, or they have Battlefield 1, or Mass Effect that we're playing around with. Whether or not it's good, we're still playing games. And that's always been true of EA, because they just have such a big catalog. Like, it's so much of the games is represented by EA.
And back to Origin Access for a minute, we're able to play all of this because we're able to get Origin Access for a year for $31 with tax. That's ridiculous. I was complaining about games as a service on the last full show that we did and how much would you pay and so on and so forth. That's a very reasonably priced service. Okay, and I've been thinking about this, and this is why I wanted to talk to you about this, and we'll get back to 2018 in a quick second, I swear. But if I could have Origin Access and everything on Steam for $65 a month. So Origin gets 30, Valve gets whatever, 35, whatever it is, maybe even 40. I'd pay Valve more because they got more stuff. I'd pay that. I'd pay $65 a month to get to all those games.
Would you do that for, because EA Origin Access is not the most current games.
Don't care.
So would you do that for Steam too, even if you can't play new releases? Would you pay $40 a month to play the Steam, which this is a purely ridiculous hypothetical because it's not a unified platform like EA is.
Right.
But let's just pretend it is. Would you pay $40 a month if you had to play games that had been out for a year? You could play anything that's come out in the last year for that $40. You still have to buy those separately.
I think I might, for one reason. Here's why. How big's your Steam catalog?
Yeah.
How big?
This is a reason why I think I wouldn't pay it. Because I have so much crap already.
Right.
I don't need to pay a monthly thing to play games because right. I already have too many of them.
But what I'm saying is, if the monthly thing comes, and I hate the thought of this, but if the monthly thing happens...
When
the monthly thing happens...
Let's be honest.
The games that we own, and I've been thinking a lot about this, because of how flawlessly Origin Access work. The games that we own right now could very easily be turned off. And we don't own them anymore. Because when I fire up Mass Effect, right, I click the button, boom, it's there. I have all the content. I have all the stuff. It's exactly like I owned it. Okay? And when my year is up, if I don't pay them again, EA flips the switch, and that game's gone. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but Gabe and Valve could say, okay, all of these people that bought all these games, they can still have all these games, but they're going to pay us the money per month to get those games plus these games.
Sure. Absolutely. They can't take the games away from you that you already have.
I don't know.
I'm almost positive.
Like, I would be livid.
Sure, everybody would be.
Right.
But legally, I don't think they could do that. I think that's in the user agreement that you get the... I don't know.
Right.
To be fair. Like everybody else, I haven't read the user agreement.
No, I didn't either. I just think
so
about
you
it.
May be right. They may be able just to take everything out of whatever web. But it would be catastrophic.
Steam would
no longer exist.
The reason I bring it up is because, honestly, and you can tell me, this because I've played Mass Effect, but you've been playing Battlefield 1, you've been playing some other stuff. It runs flawlessly.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't know I was paying per month, that's where I own the thing.
Right. And I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's how it works. You do insofar as you have access to it just like you own it. It's not like it's a streaming service. It's not like it's whatever. You download, you install the games. There's no functional difference between owning the game and not owning the game other than when you go and hit play on the game, it sends a ping to the server to make sure that you actually are still paying.
Right.
That's the only difference, at least as far as I can tell. I don't imagine there's any difference outside of that. That is just saying, yep, he's officially paid up. He can play this game. Yeah. But so, it's great. It's the way that this makes sense, whereas streaming games still and for the foreseeable future isn't going to make sense.
We tried to stream the content that we... started with yesterday, and
it was a massive
failure. Okay, it wasn't good.
Thanks, Cabbage, for hanging out and seeing our massive failure, and a couple other people who were there. I don't know who else was there, but there were a couple other people that popped up. But yeah, it failed miserably because of bandwidth, because it's hard.
And I live in the middle of nowhere, but when we were doing this at E3. We streamed how many hours?
A lot.
With, like, I don't think any flaws. Nobody complained.
Yeah.
So What I'm saying is, and we thought about trying it again this morning because it's morning in the middle of the day and nobody's home and so bandwidth's available and all that. But what I'm saying is whether you've got a 20 meg connection or a gigabit connection, it's going to be unpredictable.
Yes, absolutely, because stability and speed are different things.
Right.
And if you don't have a stable connection or if you're not getting prioritized for traffic, you're going to lag and you're going to have issues. And yeah.
Right.
Which there's a whole other set of things we could talk about that, but we won't right now.
So back to 2018.
Yes, and a way out, which I think for both of us, we're pumped about. And for a big reason that we're going to play that game together.
Yes.
We're really excited about that, which looks great. So. So there's three already. If we're trying to make a top five, we're running out of room pretty quick. So let me point out a couple that for me are big deals. You'll not be surprised by this. Far Cry 5 for me is a huge massive deal.
Yep.
I'm pumped about Far Cry 5. I love the look of it. I like the environment. I'm interested in how they do the story around this kind of religious fundamentalist group and what that looks like with. Like from a political standpoint, it's going to be interesting of seeing how that game's reaction corresponds to what's happening in our country. And whenever,
right.
What's the release date on Far Cry 5? Just seeing if it's sooner, then it may be a bigger deal if it's longer. March. So it's coming out into March. It'll be really interesting to see how much play, especially like on Fox News, Far Cry 5 gets. Because it's going to be labeled as an assault on conservative Christian values.
Right.
Like, and we're going to be talking about that on the show next year.
And we talk about this a lot. And we need to talk about it more because you're back in Texas. But this is where we live. Like, in this state, maybe not as much in Dallas, but a lot of it has to do with the state of Texas. This is where we live. My parents think way differently than the rest of the United States. They're not wrong. They're not, what's the word? They're not belligerent.
Right.
They're not, I don't know. It's just, that's how they think.
Yeah.
And you look at Fox News and you say, man, how does that stay on the air? And the reason why is because there's 18 zillion people that think the way that they do. And full disclosure, I am more moderate, I think, at this point than you are. You used to say when we started this podcast that you were moderate. I think I'm still moderate. I think you and the wife have maybe maybe gone a little more left, and that's fine.
Yeah, the wife has, for sure.
Right.
She's pretty out there. It depends on issue. I like to. I'm proudly independent.
Right.
I do not belong to a political party. I consider myself a centrist on a lot of issues, not everything.
Right.
There are some things that I believe very heavily in more, ultimately, kind of the political breakdown. I believe in more public control and government control. And there's a lot of things I don't.
Right.
There's a lot of things I have issues with right now. There's a lot of things I had issues with 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I think this is maybe at the heart of what you're getting at, you and I both don't like lockstep adhere to a political party.
No.
That's
no.
Not what we do in any means. But there are a lot of people who do, and we're in this era right now, especially with recent political stuff, that tribalism reigns.
Right.
And that's going to make something like Far Cry 5 a big target, because it's going to be a tribalism conversation.
And you know what? It's going to be a scary conversation, because we're sitting in my house, in my room. You've been in my house for 2 days. You know my family. The last 4 or 5 years, my parents have gotten increasingly more quiet.
Sure.
Because of this type of stuff. And when this game comes out, that conversation in this country is going to get scary.
Yeah.
Because if they were here right now, and they're not, and they heard you and I say that we're not in lockstep with anybody, there'd probably be some sort of an intervention because
sure,
there's just a way I'm supposed to think.
Yeah, which you're fair in that's different here in the Panhandle than it is in the more metro areas.
Right.
So Dallas or Houston or whatever, that honestly, that there's a lot more diversity in culture, in ethnicity, in income levels. Just that the more you kind of can range out the differences between people, the more like you have to figure out how to get along with people. And so that creates bridges that don't exist a ton up here. And that's, I mean, we both grew up here. We know that, we understand it. And
right.
I think for us, it gives us insight into something like this because we know this world that we can anticipate what's coming, I think, pretty accurately.
I'll tell you why I'm excited about Far Cry 5. You're going to cringe when you hear me say this. Have not played Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
Have not played Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
Not because I don't want to. Far Cry 3 is on my desktop. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Right.
Far Cry 5... when it's available to me and I can find it, I'm going to go get it. Because the thing about Far Cry 5 and the Far Cry franchise in general is that these are separate stories. Different guys, different environments, different things going on. And when Far Cry 5 comes out, I will pick it up. I will play it. I will get owned.
Fair.
But I'm going to do it because of this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm fascinated to see it. And I love Far Cry.
Yeah.
It's just a fun game to play. Like, I really dig the game mechanics of Far Cry, enjoy the environments and all that stuff. But it's going to be a flashpoint. It's going to be something that we're talking about next year.
Yes.
Almost certainly. I don't know that when they started developing the game, they realized how much of that was going to be true.
Well,
because they've been working on Far Cry 5 for 3 or 4 years at least.
I don't think anybody thought in a million years Donald Trump would get elected.
Of course.
Right? Okay? Like, nobody thought that. So they started building this, and then it, like, reality, like, coalesced around them.
Right.
You know?
In a weird way.
And so,
I remember, like, even, like, seeing early kind of hints of stuff or whatever is well before Donald Trump is president. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, it the world came to them as opposed to them coming to the world. That's like, oh, wow, all of a sudden what we got is going to be a lot more controversial than what it was going to be originally.
Right.
It was always going to be controversial. They're doing religious extremists in America that are white and seemingly Christian-like. Not Christian. Be clear about that. Like, they're crazies, which is the same thing we should say about any crazies, is that they're crazies and not representative of their religion. But it's going to get spun that way.
And it's going to get spun that way because of all of the crazy crap that keeps happening
in
the country. Look, there is no debate, I don't think, that there's more crazy stuff going on right now on a week-to-week basis than there ever has been in my life. And I've heard people say, well, it's news, we have all this news access, it always happened, it's not really that big a deal. But it seems to me like it's every week.
Sure.
Like some weird thing is going on.
We're in the moment, for sure.
Right. So
historically, how big of a moment it ends up being, we'll see.
Right.
But we're in a moment.
So with all of that going on, this game coming out, I think you gave the appropriate phrase in that it will be a flashpoint.
Yeah. It may actually not end up getting any traction just because there's so much other crap going on. Like, for instance, the government kind of said that there's probably UFOs like this past week, and we're not talking about that. Like, that's just crazy to me because our news cycle is so crowded with stuff. Like, there's this big conspiracy thing that people are like, what?
And,
it's just
and
not
you,
getting play.
You bring that up, and I'm a huge fan of that stuff, but until you just said that, I hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
That's what, Like, I want to stop and go, wait, what are you talking about? We're not going to do that.
But look it up. The CIA released this whole thing about, study of potential extraterrestrial life. That's just out there. That's in the world. And so Far Cry 5 could easily just be like, oh, yeah, they have a segment about Fox News, and everybody's like, yeah, but, like, there's bombs going off or whatever, you know? Like, that's cool and all, but we've got other things, which is likely. So, all that being said, other games. Oh, Detroit. I was going to mention Detroit, too, as
another one
that for us especially is a big standout because we're such Quantic Dream fans and David Cage fans.
The wording for this episode is most anticipated.
Yeah.
Not best.
Yep.
Not the coolest thing ever.
And specifically most anticipated for you and I.
Yes. And that's
because people
Detroit.
Are going to take issue at it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because for almost everybody else, Detroit probably doesn't make that list.
Right.
But for you and I, definitely. Well, I'm not going to say definitely does, because we've got a bunch to go through still to parse out this list. But yeah, we're such big fans of the other games that have come out. Not all of them have been perfect. In fact, they've all had their flaws, but they're fascinating and they're fun. And this one looks like it's going to do a lot of those similar things and is emotional and is going to wreck you and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
That Heavy Rain did, that Beyond did, that it's that Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy that we adore.
Right.
Which is a great game. Did. Which
by the way, hey, I played it first. I found it. Like, hey, dude, check this out. And I'm proud of that. You played all the rest of them, but I played them like, wow, this is cool. And David Cage just does that thing.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's got us five games right there.
Yeah.
Here's what we haven't talked about yet. God of War.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Right.
Death Stranding.
Right.
Days Gone.
Yep.
Ori.
Okay.
Of those, which one goes first?
On the list or off the list?
Off the list.
For me, probably Days Gone.
Really?
Because, I bring it up because The Walking Dead just went on winter break. Okay?
Yeah.
I have three episodes to watch, and I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's zombie stuff everywhere, and they're, you know, everybody's trying to capitalize, and everybody's trying to be Kirkman and do, you know, get into that as much as they can. And I'm not sure that Days Gone is not one of those. Now, if you pick it up and we play a few hours, and holy crap, this is epic, it's great, they're going to turn me around.
Yep.
But right now, it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to play another game with some zombies.
I'm going to make a little different point because I think that the zombie thing is fading. I think we're past it. I think we're moving on to other stuff. The Walking Dead is having a abysmal season as far as ratings go.
Right.
It just hasn't been a big ratings grab this year, which it has been so big for the past several years, that it feels like we've kind of peaked on zombies. And so I feel like Days Gone is coming out maybe a year or two too late. Like, it could have really hit its peak a couple of years ago. And this is one of the biggest wild cards to me. The Last of Us is going to be good. And that's zombies,
right?
But this is The Last of Us is going to be good. Like, I'm not worried about that game.
There's a story there.
I'm not worried about Red Dead. I'm not worried about Far Cry. Days Gone, I don't know. It might be really fun, but it could also be pretty blah. It's a good chance. It's a better chance that it's blah than that it's really good. And so for me, for an anticipated game, I need to know that I'm going to really enjoy it. And Days Gone, while I am excited about it and want to play it, like, if it comes out and all the reviews are like, yeah, it's not that good, okay, well, then cool. I'm not going to play it. I'm going to spend my time on something else. So,
right.
I agree. I don't think that one probably makes the list. I'm going to take off, and this is probably going to be shocking, I'm going to take off Ori.
Really?
Which just breaks my heart. But it's in a different category.
Yeah,
I'm going to play that game, and I'm going to love it. And it may be one of my favorite games of next year, just like Cuphead was one of my favorite games of this year. But it's not one of those that I'm, like, pumped about in, like, the way that I'm pumped about Far Cry or Red Dead or The Last of Us or whatever. You know, like, those are like, oh my goodness, these are massive deal games. Ori is a big deal for me, and I'm going to be pumped about it, but it's just not that same level.
Ori is a Metroidvania game that we love because of the gameplay.
Yeah.
We don't like it because of anything else. It's all about the gameplay.
Yeah.
And even I have Ori on my system because Avery plays Ori. Avery's going to be here in a day or two. She'll pick it up and she'll play it for a little bit. And she'll get stuck and she'll put it down and play something else because it's hard.
Yeah.
Ori is all about the gameplay, and I completely agree. It has to go off the list. I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you put some up on the YouTube. Because even though it is on the PC and it is playable, I don't have what it takes to play it on mouse and keyboard.
Sure.
So I'm hoping to see more of that, but definitely not on the list.
Yeah. By the way, 2018, heck of a year for games.
Yeah.
That Ori was just number 9 on our list that got taken off or whatever.
Right.
By the way, we just had a pretty solid top 10 list with Ori and Days Gone on there. Take those two off. We're now to 8. Here's our 8 remaining. Last of Us, Red Dead, A Way Out, Far Cry, Detroit, God of War, Spider-Man, Death Stranding.
Okay, next one for me, and this is going to blow your mind, but I got a good reason. Next one for me is Death Stranding.
Yep, that's mine too.
We love Kojima, but then there was Metal Gear 5. Right?
Which, like, to be fair, the problem with Metal Gear 5 is that they fired Kojima.
Right.
Like, if Kojima had stuck around, it may have actually gotten finished.
Right.
But, yes, you are correct.
Like, it's completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
And we love the dude. We love to watch the dude. We love to listen to him talk. But dude's completely out of his brain.
Nuts.
Right?
Nuts.
Just, there's no discussion.
Yep.
If he were anybody else, he'd be in a mental institution somewhere.
Yep.
Right?
Completely.
So I can't make this most anticipated because we've seen, what, 2 trailers so far? And nobody has any clue what's going on. Other than it's got a huge version of Norman Reedus. Like, that's it.
And babies, yeah. Which is weird, and I don't understand. And apparently he's dead. That's new content that's come out. Like, it's you're playing as a dead dude or something. Or I just don't understand the game enough to be that excited about it yet. And I don't know that I ever will.
No.
I don't know if playing it I'll ever get it. You know, like, I think, like, it's to me, it's what happens if you take any kind of restraints off of Kojima.
Right.
This is the game he makes, which is a game that makes no sense to me. You know, like, that may be super cool, but it's going to be a game that, like, there's going to be people that are like, this is the best thing ever. And then there's going to be people that are like, this is absurd.
You know, I know that because we're two guys that love Metal Gear.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of people feel about Metal Gear. The first 4 Metal Gears. And I'm talking about Solid. I'm not talking about
MX whatever games.
First 4 Metal Gear Solids. Those games are great.
Yep.
But they are diluted, and they are weird, and they are freaky. And you, like, there's a lot of people out there that feel that way about Metal Gear.
Yep. Metal Gear Solid One is an incredibly well put together game.
Yes.
Metal Gear Solid 2, you play as Solid Snake for the first hour of the game, and then it introduces a new dude that nobody was expecting. I love that game. We've talked about how much I love Metal Gear Solid 2 a lot. But that was weird. Metal Gear Solid 3, like, takes place way back in the past, and you eat animals, and it's weird. Metal Gear Solid 4 has cutscenes that last for, like, 2 hours, which is weird. Metal Gear Solid 5 isn't a finished game.
Right.
Like, we love the franchise. We are homers for Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It is a very flawed franchise.
Yep.
The first one is fantastic. The first one, as far as a game that is executed, is about as good. It's definitely, to me, as good as the franchise.
I play through the first one 3 times.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you said, hey, car's broken down, or my plans have changed and I got the next 2 weeks off, We're going to go find a copy of Metal Gear. We started tonight. I played it 3 times. That's how I feel about it.
Yep.
I go through it again in a heartbeat.
Yep. Yeah, but it's the one that doesn't have, to me, like, thinking back on it, it doesn't have, like, big flaws to it.
Right.
It's the only one in the Metal Gear franchise. The rest of them have big flaws, and I've played every single one of them and love every single one of them.
Yep.
They're great games, but they have big flaws, culminating in Metal Gear Solid 5, which is an unfinished game.
Yep.
Now we've taken the bounds off of Kojima. I just fear that Death Stranding's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
It's just not going to make any sense whatsoever. That, and I could be wrong. It could be his, like, masterpiece. It could be his opus that, like, this is what Kojima is remembered for, is this crazy game that he put out on PlayStation 4. But like we said with Days Gone, of it could go either way, Death Stranding could go either way. And to me, is more likely to be a disappointment than it's going to be an overwhelming success.
Right.
So, yeah, as crazy as that is, because we are Kojima fans, this is just a hard list.
Like, yeah.
They're just good games. It's just tough. All right. So now we've got Last of Us, Red Dead, A Way Out, Far Cry, Detroit, God of War, and Spider-Man. I don't know where to go next.
I don't either. Other than, okay, look. My gut says, and I can't believe I'm saying this, because I'm the biggest nut job there is for this kind of stuff.
Yep.
My gut says Spider-Man, because we're really excited to see what it does.
Yes.
We're really excited to see how it plays. But it's another comic book game.
Yeah.
Right?
And at this point, there's still so many questions about how exactly it's going to play, how it's going to be executed.
Right.
That, yeah.
Is it quick time events? Is it free roaming? We don't know.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. I think that's a good call. I think, and this is going to be painful too, but that's at the point we're at. I think God of War.
Oh, wow.
I know. And you know how I feel about God of War.
I didn't expect that.
I know. I'm going to play it. I'm going to love it. It's going to be fantastic, I hope. God of War is a little played.
Well,
you know?
Like, right.
And they know that. Like, let's be fair. Sony knows that. Because they're approaching this God of War very differently. It's sentimental and emotional, and it's Dad of War. You know, like, it's this very different approach to the game, which could end up being weird. Like, it could end up just not feeling like God of War. It could end up feeling like a Naughty Dog game.
I'm looking forward to us playing it together, whether it be in the same room or watching you mess with it on YouTube. Because you made the joke at E3 that my dad is Kratos. Like, you're going to play the entire game and I'm going to laugh. Because that is what my dad has turned into.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. And it was like, and I love my dad. But for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been the biggest idiot that exists. Like, it doesn't matter what I do. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
And so, you, like, I made that joke at E3. You thought it was kind of funny because you just happened to be sitting there and that was what was going on that week.
Yeah.
But that I will enjoy it because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that leaves us with 5. Now we got to put them in order.
Right.
So our 5 are Last of Us, Red Dead, A Way Out, Far Cry, and Detroit. This is tough.
I think we're talking about us.
Yes.
Okay.
You and me.
So I think for us.
Are we starting at 5 or are we starting at 1?
I think this is a most anticipated list.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking for us, and this people are going to fall out of their chairs. Chad's going to have a heart attack. But I think for us, the most anticipated game out of that list is Far Cry 5.
Really?
I do, because that's your franchise.
That's interesting.
And we spent 20 minutes talking about all the stuff around it. That's the one, to me, and saying this, I may not even make it 20 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
Because of the mechanics and the way it works and the AI is great, and like, I don't want to get smoked, but all of that stuff we talked about, we're talking about anticipating.
Yeah.
Like, this thing, it don't matter what happens, it's going to be like, it's going to be like a circus unfolding.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating that. So give me your, because I know what your counterpoint is, and I know what Chad's counterpoint is. Chad's screaming at whatever he's listening to us all going, dude, The Last of Us 2! It's The Last of Us 2, the greatest story ever made, which is actually what he believes. And, like, everything he sees is like, dude, they ripped this straight from The Last of Us. They ripped it off.
Yeah.
And you finally had to tell him one day recently, dude, that's like a 150-year-old story. Like, but I know that's what Chad's thinking.
Sure.
That's probably what you're thinking.
No. I think The Last of Us is number two for me.
Okay.
I think Red Dead's number one for
me. The only reason I'm unsure about Red Dead is because, A, I don't know if it's for sure going to be available on PC.
Sure.
And if it is, how well is it going to play?
Sure.
Because I've talked about Mankind Divided and how well it's built and how handicap friendly it is. And part of the reason that I'm struggling with Mass Effect and Andromeda is that Mass Effect was very clearly built for a console.
Yeah.
And it was very clearly built to be played with a controller. And I guess that Mankind Divided was built the same way, but it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And if Cabbage was here, he'd be raving because I got him into that and now he can't stop. And it's one of the greatest gaming experiences on PC that I've played in a long time, because it don't matter how bad I suck, I can play it and I can play it well. Okay. That's what I don't know about Red Dead. I'm so excited about Red Dead.
My only counterpoint to that argument would be your Far Cry 5 argument, which admitted that you're probably not going to play it much.
I hope I am able to play it much.
Sure. But I mean, the most anticipated game you have is one that you said I probably won't play much of.
Yeah.
But then you said Red Dead isn't, because you don't know how much of it you'll be able to play.
Yeah, and that I never said I was logical.
But that's fine.
But I know. I guess my thing with Far Cry is that's always been a PC title.
Yes.
That's always been, like, I know I'm going to play it. I may have to crank it down to easy. I may have to do a lot of different things. But that's PC-centric. Red Dead, we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, Red Dead, I may
even
be watching
if it comes
on
out on
YouTube.
The PC, we don't know if it's coming to the PC.
Right.
It is rumored to be. We don't know for sure that that's true. The first one never did.
Right.
So it's no guarantee for sure. So that's fair.
Right.
Which, by that logic too, though, you can't have The Last of Us up there.
Yeah.
Because it's never coming to PC.
Right.
So it's... Or Detroit.
the Last of Us is like three to me.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a great story. I know it's a great game. I would love if we could, you know, we talk forever about how awesome it would be if this was our job and this was what we got to do every day. And if that was the case, The Last of Us would be on a very short list of, okay, we got to lock ourselves in a room. I have to see this in full high def with 5.1 audio. I got to see it. It's that good and I know it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel the same way about The Last of Us 2. I want to play it, but I'm pretty sure I'm never going to touch it.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair.
There you go.
So what's number two for you? Number two for me is The Last of Us. So what I'm doing is I'm ranking them, and so we're going to see where the points land at the end of this and see what we end up with.
Okay, so Far Cry.
Yeah.
The Last of Us is probably number three. I think probably Red Dead for me is number two.
Okay.
Assuming that it comes out on PC.
Gotcha.
Like, if it's one of those that I can't touch, it might change a little bit, but I think Red Dead's number two.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. My number three, I think, is going to be A Way Out.
Okay.
I am really digging that game. I'm pretty pumped about that one.
You know, that one probably needs to be higher on my list because I feel like the way that it's structured, that I don't see anywhere in the world that we won't be able to play that together.
Yeah.
It's like Portal.
Yeah.
Okay, we may struggle.
Right.
And we did. There was a lot of struggling and handicap stuff and cursing and like.
But we had a heck of a good time.
Right. And I think A Way Out is probably. So as far as games that we can play together and games that will really are good for us, A Way Out probably should be at the top of my list.
Yeah.
It probably should be.
Now, is it?
I don't know. Like, I can't give you an answer. Like, I'm usually pretty definitive, but I don't know. Because what vaults it to the top of the list for me is that we'll be able to play it together.
Yes.
Okay? Like, not just a little bit. Not like here's some multiplayer. This is the entire game.
Yep.
And we're not going to, like, I don't see that as one that you're going to play some and I'm going to jump in occasionally and then you're going to play some more and then I'm going to jump in. I'm going to be playing also. I think it's like, it's a bad analogy, but it's like World of Warcraft. Like, we started and we don't play it unless we're both online and able to play it.
Yeah, or Portal. I think Portal was a great example. I think that's a really good analog to it. In that, like, doing the co-op for Portal, first of all, you can't do it by yourself. It's co-op,
right,
by definition, which this game is, too.
Like, this one, I think you can, but,
maybe.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. But whatever it is, we're not going to. We're going to sit down and play this whole thing together.
So really, honestly, that ought to be number one. Real, I mean, as far as, because, I mean, we just spent 2 days playing games together.
Yeah.
That's what we love to do.
That's fair.
That's like, I mean, I'll play games when you're not here, but it's not really that much fun. I mean, it's fun, but it's not like this.
Right.
It's not like we're sitting in the same room drinking and eating and getting fat and like, this is fun.
All right.
This is what we do.
So let me ask you, where does that put Far Cry at now?
Far Cry is probably two.
All right.
Because it'll be the next that I play.
And then Red Dead is three?
Red Dead's three.
And then Last of Us is four?
Yeah. And Detroit's five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Okay. So one more time. A Way Out, then Far Cry, and then The Last of Us. No, then Red Dead, right?
Right.
So that would be there, and then The Last of Us. And I agree with you.
You're doing this on the website, aren't you?
I'm not.
Cool.
Okay. I should. We'll put it up. But I'm with you on Detroit. I think that's number five for me as well. Not that we're not terribly looking forward to it. We definitely are. But just where
we are
lands on this list. So, we got a tie. So I ranked them all between what you said. So my top ones are Red Dead, Last of Us, A Way Out, Far Cry, and then Detroit. So that's my list, my number five. So by taking our ratings and, oh, no, we actually have two ties. Uh-huh. So we have a tie for the top, and we have a tie for the three and four, and then we have Detroit as five. So now we've got to reconcile. Between Red Dead and A Way Out for number one. It was my one and your three and my three and your one.
Okay. So I think from, if we're talking about guys that just play games, then the answer is going to be different than guys that host a gaming show.
Sure.
If we're talking about this as guys that host a gaming show and have done it for 12 years and this is what we do, the obvious number one is Red Dead.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, there's no, I can't put, as a host of this show, putting A Way Out as number one's ludicrous. But it depends on how, since this is a ranking for the show, I'm thinking it has to be Red Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But A Way Out is right there.
Yeah.
Like, those two games are huge. All right, so now Last of Us and Far Cry are 3 and 4. It's kind of the same rationale.
Again, it's the show, and the appropriate answer is The Last of Us,
yeah,
and then Far Cry.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how good the Far Cry story is, it ain't going to be as good as The Last of Us.
That's very true.
So critically, the answer to that question is The Last of Us.
I agree. And The Last of Us plays better in a yes. lot of ways, too. So, I mean, just overall, like, the fact that The Last of Us is 3 on our list seems a little ridiculous when it's going to be number 1 for most everybody. But so this is the official most anticipated games of 2018 for Jamie and Tommy. Number 1 is Red Dead Redemption 2. Number 2 is A Way Out. Number 3 is The Last of Us 2. Number 4 is Far Cry 5. Number 5 is Detroit.
I like it.
I do, too. That's a good list. Let me mention, too, that 2 of those games are original IPs.
Yes, they are.
2 games that are not sequels, which is right. cool. I dig that.
Yeah.
Now, Detroit is in a lineage of games that it's while it's not a sequel, it does fit into the canon, I would argue,
right.
the Heavy Rain and Fahrenheit and Beyond and whatever.
The thing with Detroit... It's Detroit is the one on that list that could be truly awful.
Yes.
Like, it could be bad.
It could be really bad. That's yeah. absolutely true. The other 4, A Way Out, we don't know. But what we've seen of it, I'm pretty confident that it's going to be a fun game.
Here's the
other 3 are no-brainers.
A Way Out, again, here's the Portal analogy. A Way Out, I want a good story. I enjoyed Prison Break when that was going on. Season 5, they just did Season 5. I'm looking forward to watching that on Netflix. But for A Way Out, story really doesn't matter. The other ones, like it's all about the gameplay for A Way Out.
Yep.
The other ones are complete experiences. Like... You could strip the story pretty much out of A Way Out, if there even is a story, and say you're 2 guys trying to break out of jail, and it's a co-op game. We'd go, cool, let's play that.
Right.
Right?
It's a cool idea, execute it in a cool way.
Right. So the other 3 are 4
yeah.
are billed as complete experiences, and they're probably all going to be great.
And 4 of the 5, as a good reflection of Gaming Uncensored, are single-player driven games. The Far Cry 5 is going to have a co-op component. Red Dead is likely going to have a co-op component. The Last of Us likely won't.
Right.
Detroit probably won't. But those 4 titles are all heavy single-player experiences. And then A Way Out being a very much, almost to a gimmicky level, a co-op experience. Very much designed to be a co-op. That's part of the gimmick of the game, is to be a co-op experience. But as a reflection of us, there's not a single game on there that's like, oh yeah, and the multiplayer is going to be really good.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
We just don't care. So
just don't care.
Good list. I like it.
Good list.
That was
very
fun.
Good list. That was a lot of fun. We like, see? This right here, we just did 6 hours of video where I totally did not feel professional. like we did 6 hours of video that I'm like, do we really have to put that up? And why are people paying us again?
This, by the way, go check out the video on Patreon.
Yeah. But tell me you don't feel the same way.
No, I mean, if you're sitting here, there's plenty of times in our 6 hours of playing Zelda that you're going to go, oh, wow, that's just two dudes sitting in front of a TV screen, not talking, just sitting there playing Zelda. And then we're like, one of us is like, oh, we should probably talk. So, baseball, eh? You know, like... Just trying to fill air at that point.
Yeah, because
we could do.
Right. This we're actually professional and we put thought into it. And this is how we got on the air in the first place.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, stuff like this, we could get on Sirius Satellite Radio and probably be better than most people. So,
which is more a critique of Sirius Radio.
Right.
But we would like to think we're okay too.
Yeah. So yeah, this was a really good song. I'm glad we got it in. I was afraid we weren't going to get it in. I'm glad we got
so much Zelda in too.
Cause I feel better about us at this point. Yeah. Like, this was a really fun show to do. Lots of cool stuff to talk about. And now I'm really looking forward to 2018, which, by the way, that's like, next week.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Like, here it comes. Yeah. Ready or not.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.
Definitely not. And we're about to start another year of Gaming Uncensored. I am so excited. How are we still doing this? Yeah. I have no idea. Like, I don't even know. Like, there's no word. I don't know how we're still doing it, but I don't want to stop.
Yep.
And I'm so glad to be here. We hope you guys are glad to be here. I have no idea how many listeners that we got, but I hope we still got new guys.
Yeah.
If this is the first show you're hearing, please hang out with us.
Yeah.
Please give us like 6 months, because you might hate it for two or three shows, but give us 6 months, we're going to get you.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate everybody who hangs out and pays attention and buys this crap. We got a ton of guys that really, really take care of us.
Yes.
Who, especially this last year,
yeah,
we owe so much.
Yes.
Because we've been given so much. And we're just so thankful. So you want to list off the Patreon guys real quick? And I totally lobbed that to you and you weren't ready. Jose, Narc, Duff, Cabbage, Kabosh,
Chad. Chad is still on there.
And there's somebody else. Who am I missing?
Spider. Our boy Spider, who we still owe a game. I need to send
yes.
games for being our round table super mensch, like just always there.
Yes.
Come on, website. Oh, no, it's weird. There it is. Sorry. It shows up in a different place on our on a mobile site. Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh. Forgot our boy Josh in there. Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavosh, and Chad. So, good job.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you.
Great group of guys, too.
Thank you so much for supporting us and helping us do what we do. And if you're out there and you're just listening and you're like, hey, he didn't mention me, we know you're out there because I talk to you guys every day. And you guys are what makes me want to do this for a living. I may never get there, but you guys are what makes me want to make that happen. So we really appreciate you guys. We hope you're going to hang out with us for the next year and see what happens. We may not do a show but once every 6 months,
right.
Which is the running joke on the Facebook page for the last 2 months.
Which is fair.
Thanks, Chad. but we will be here. We ain't going nowhere. And we hope that you'll hang out with us. For right now, that's all I've got. Do you have anything else, sir?
Echo everything you said. 2017 was a good year for Gaming Uncensored. 2018 will be, too.
You need to send us email if you want to get in touch with us. It's gaminguncensored@gmail.com or the voicemail line at
509-GAME-210.
509-GAME-210. Of course, it will cut you off in 3 minutes, but call us back and we will splice them together because we're that cool.
Right.
Other than that, I think that's all I've got. I think that's all he's got. I'm Jamie. That's Tommy. We are Gaming Uncensored. This has been Gaming Uncensored's most anticipated games of 2018. For another year, we are out.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.